Welcome to the NutraCast, a production by Nutra Ingredients USA. I'm Danielle Masterson. Thank you for joining me here on the NutraCast, where we talk and share insights from inside the nutrition industry. We track our steps, our sleep, our cycles, and so much more. So why not track our metabolism? While research shows that a healthy metabolism is crucial for a healthier and longer life, it's not always easy to track. Until now. Health tech company Lumen offers precise and personalized metabolic insights that were previously only available in clinical and lab settings. Here to tell us more about it and how it works is Daniel Talmore, founder and CEO of Lumen. Hi, Daniel, and welcome to the NutraCast.
Hey, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. So why don't we kick off with, you know, what inspired this offering and your founder story?
Wow, sure. So Lumen is the brainchild of my spouse, Michal, and her twin sister, Mirav. So this is this innovation is actually rooted more than 15 years ago. Michal and Mirav are twin sisters, PhD in cardiology or cardiac arrhythmia research. Identical twins with very similar passions in life. I'm married only to one of them, to Michal. I met them when I was 20, and they took their scientific path, and I took my entrepreneurial path. I started building companies, and I was successful with my previous one. And on the one hand, they saw my path, which is entrepreneurial, and I saw what they've been achieving in academia research. And also, both of them were training for Ironman competitions. Became very, very good at that, like second, third place in Israel at a certain point in time. And nutrition and kind of fueling their body in those extreme conditions was always their superpower. And with that passion around nutrition, they went to study nutrition and realized that there is no data really in nutrition. So nutritionists,
especially on women, right?
Especially on women. So research is very hard, but even for, you know, just a nutritionist that want to guide a specific person, it's hard to know how the advice you give that person, how do they really track it? How do they really, do they apply it? And the second thing is like, how does it affect them? And with that concept of there is no data in nutrition, they came back and said, we're not going to be the standard nutritionist. And I asked them, what can you innovate in this domain? And they came back and said, well, you can measure metabolism through the breath. It's a 40-minute process at a $40,000 machine, metabolic carts or even bigger metabolic chambers. It's a tedious process, but by analyzing CO2, O2, and flow, you can understand if the body is using fats for fuel, carbs for fuel, and you can start seeing very important data and data points about metabolic health. And this could be an interesting product and startup to pursue. I was overweight myself, about 20 pounds. I finished my last entrepreneurial journey, and I was looking to get control over my own body in a way. I was fascinated by that. And after a few months, we decided to join hands and build Lumen together.
Wow. Okay. And what year was that?
That was 2014, 10 years ago. Very naive decision because we didn't really have any knowledge in building hardware, building sensors, validating science, and like comparing things to gold standard. And it was a lot of things were, I would say, not in our domain expertise. And we had in the last 10 years, we had to learn a lot. But eventually, after 6 years, we basically built, validated the small device, really one of its kind, very unique in what we do, that can measure your metabolism not in 40 minutes and not in $30,000 or $1,000 that you get for one test, but you pay $300 and you can measure basically for life. You're measuring the CO2 content in your breath, and in that you understand in real time what your body is burning, fats, carbs for fuel, and in what ratio. And it's the beginning to start understanding how things are impacting your body.
So I've been to some summits recently, as well as some trade shows, and one hot topic is always AI. Is that something that Lumen uses, and what other technology does it leverage?
Yes, but I would first say that, you know, the uniqueness of Lumen is the ability to first see for the first time ever data points that no one ever had. So just a glimpse on Lumen 10 years later from this inception, we have 56 million metabolic measurements in context of more than 200,000 people to compare, probably in the world ever. In metabolic testing, there were never 1 million metabolic measurement before Lumen. So the AI is as smart as the data you pour into it and as unique as the data you pour into it. So our use of AI and machine learning is first and foremost is a layer above that data, which is unique to us. So yes, we're using it, but the essence of what we do is it starts with that measurement and the ability to see how your body shifts and how your body is changing based on things you do.
And so the app displays your metabolism flex score, which shows your body's flexibility at shifting between utilizing fats and carbs for energy. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, why this is so important to know?
Yes, that's a great question. So people come to Lumen with different motivations. One of them, which is a big one and an important one for us, is really weight loss. But it's weight loss through the understanding of my own body and understanding that, you know, I'm probably doing some things good and I'm probably doing some things that should are not supporting my transformation. And what Lumen does in the first week, we make an assessment. So we ask you to take measurements in different points in time throughout the day. And afterwards, we'll put you in, we'll give you a flex score. And that score of metabolic flexibility puts you on the axis between people who are, I would say, on the left side, people who are diabetic and pre-diabetic and obese. And gradually on the right side, you'll see people who are high performers. Let's call them 20-year-old athletes, for example. So we all trail in that on that axis, you know, based on our lifestyle, the good things we do, the bad things we do. We drink alcohol at night. We live sedentary lifestyle. Gradually, we'll veer into the left side of this axis. And some people at one point in time will wake up and their doctor will tell them, well, your A1C is high. We need to get you on insulin. And what Lumen does is we show you where you are on that axis. And we built the journey for people to come and say, well, based on our data and data on people like you, these are the probably the best habits for you to start exploring. But we don't know. You just let's try, you know, lowering carb intake, adding a bit more protein and stop eating at 8 p.m. And let's see after 4 days and a few measurements that you'll give us, what's the impact of that habit? Maybe you shouldn't go on keto. Maybe you're fasting for too long. Maybe, you know, just about understanding what carbs are for some people. Maybe it's sleep deprivation that raises your cortisol level and that prevents you from burning fat. So what we realize is that all of us are stuck usually in our journey because of one thing. And Lumen's goal is to find for people the biggest bang for the buck that is worthwhile changing and to help them become healthier and reach their goals.
Yeah, so it's one thing to be able to measure your metabolism, but you offer actionable insights. And is that why you feel like you stand out?
Yeah, exactly. I think the measurement as itself is very important, but eventually if you don't teach people, because people don't know exactly what metabolism is. So if you don't teach people and give them the tools to affect it and explore with them what is affecting metabolism and what is not, then, you know, it's people will lose interest in time. And our goal is to help people walk the path in a way. And so it starts with the measurement, and the measurement is a phenomenal feedback loop for people to be motivated and to engage and to understand. But it's also about the coaching. So the app is literally a coach that is based on your data.
I was reading that Lumen also provides specific insights for women. Could you talk a little bit about those?
Yes. So, you know, metabolism is basically the core of our life. And it's the process where we take oxygen and we take different types of fuel, right? Fats or carbs. And we basically create energy. But it's also controlled by different hormones. And one of the things we realized and after we realized that through data, we also got it in research, that women's cycle is actually very much changing, I would say, the CO2 levels of women. So in your menstrual cycle, you have different phases where you have you're a bit more insulin insensitive, or you have phases that you're easier to burn fats. You have different phases that you should support with eating iron. So in a way, one of the things we realized that as long as we are already guiding people towards better lifestyle for women that are going through a cycle, basically, and then also menopause, you know, this is not something we can ignore. So one of the things Lumen shows you is really based on the CO2 levels is understanding your levels of progesterone and estrogen. And in that, we understand the exact phase of the cycle you're going through. So we can actually see ovulation as it's happening, and we can actually see different phases on top of that. And Lumen guides you into what cycle, what phase in your cycle you're at, and what is a probably a preferred lifestyle change. For example, this is a good phase for you to go all out because you're using carbs more efficiently, or this is a good phase for you to prolong a workout and do it less intense because your body is more inclined to burn fat efficiently. So a cycle for women is one of the pillars of their life. So it's effect, and it's another very important data point to take into account. And it plays even a more significant role when women are entering menopause. So Lumen can actually identify, based on changing baseline of CO2 levels, that women are actually entering that phase. And in that, we can help doctors administrate hormonal treatment, or we can help those women to really understand what lifestyle changes they could do or should do in order to minimize those side effects of menopause, or different effects, or preserve lean muscle mass, or not gain weight because now they're struggling to burn fat even more. This is a research now being peer-reviewed, probably published in the next week or so, that was conducted on our own 2,700 women with in menopause, not in menopause, and with hormonal treatment and without hormonal treatment. And very interesting. I can share with you once it goes peer-reviewed and live.
Yeah, that is very interesting. So you mentioned menopause. What about like fertility support?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the ability to see, based on breath CO2, the exact phases of the cycle is actually a superpower also in, you know, and using this tool as a birth control or as a mean to conceive. There is another way to predict ovulation, which is temperature, but temperature drop happens post-ovulation. So in a way, every device that will inform you that is trying to predict the time frame of the cycle is basically doing that post ovulation, and ovulation is the point in time you want to capture, and Lumen tells you when this thing is happening because that's the top CO2 level in that phase. And so definitely on our roadmap is to build into that application as well and help women also support in or couples support in these decisions and have a natural birth control tool.
Wow. Okay. So this is positioned as a metabolic tool, but really it's femtech as well.
Yeah. You know, it's a metabolic is happening in the cell, but it's really also the hormones that are controlling us, right? And fertility, and it is hormonal changes.
You kind of already talked about it. I was going to ask you, you know, where do you foresee the future of this technology? Yeah, but it sounds like you're looking into other applications as well.
Yeah, I think the route eventually is to be able to measure things. I would say that your lifestyle is having impact. You can impact them through lifestyle. You can measure them at home and make decisions. But yeah, I think getting science and technology to the hands of consumers where you can demystify, I would say, a lot of areas that people, you know, can't get hold of today and can't make decision according to, but they want to. I think that's our mission. So it could be menopause. It could be treating. We're now in clinical studies, different hospitals actually on monitoring COPD from afar. chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Okay, doesn't really connect necessarily to metabolism, but definitely connected to the cardiopulmonary system, that we can also get that in check through the breath. So yeah, I agree with you. It's larger than just metabolism, even though metabolism is really huge as we see it.
Mm-hmm. How do you foresee the future of personalized health more broadly, not just your Lumen device, but in general?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think that there is a trend that you see that is only going to get stronger and I think it really started with COVID. The fact that we were geared before COVID, we were all equal till the point that we need care. And we cross that point in time where our doctor tells us, now you need medication. And you're either in the healthcare system or you're not, and then everything is good. What people realized in COVID is that there is a significant meaning to our lifestyle, and that will put us in groups that are at different types of risks. And the second thing that happened through COVID is that people started getting comfortable in measuring themselves constantly. And I think the trend is that people want to know. They lost their credibility to new diets. They lost credibility to, and they want to see for themselves and make decisions for themselves, because, you know, it's hard to believe anything today. AI, deepfake, it's easy to create content. It's easy to say something. So people are becoming less and less trusting, but they trust what they see. They trust science and they trust technology. Maybe those are the last stands. And so the trend to understand my body and to take control is very, very much happening. And I think it's going to continue into conditions and medical conditions, because it's prevention is also part of that, right? So if you get people once they're in inflammation of any condition, usually it's almost too late. I lost my father to cancer when it was discovered in a very late stage, right? But if I or he could have known before and connect the symptoms he was going through with the danger of prostate cancer, probably we could have saved him. So I think that the more technology is getting into homes, and the more technology is getting into health, and the more health is getting, that the line between health and wellness becomes blurry, because it is super connected. There is a very bright future to humanity in understanding how we can protect ourselves when we can, and not just be dependent on drugs, or maybe help drugs with lifestyle changes as well.
And since you mentioned drugs, a lot of the trade shows I've been attending lately, I'm noticing everybody's talking about GLP-1. Is that something that share some insights with, in terms of how Lumen would work with GLP-1 drugs?
Yes, definitely. We also obviously see that trend. It started with doctors. Lumen is selling direct to consumer. We sell on our website. We sell through influencers. We sell through PR. But the only B2B activity, the only business activity we had with other businesses, is doctors approaching us and asking to embed Lumen into their different programs. These programs are usually programs of prescribing GLP-1 medication with patients. And today we have about 30 clinics of doctors using Lumen in tandem with GLP-1 medication. And we were puzzled about that, because in a way, this is the magic pill, right? You take a shot and you lose weight, and it suppresses your appetite, and it could be phenomenal. But when you go a bit deeper, you understand that there are a few issues with those medications and with the people taking them, which is first and foremost 40% lean muscle mass reduction, which is basically damaging your equity. This will affect longevity. This will affect people's ability to maintain the weight they lost. Muscle tissue is super, super important for us. But because people are not eating and not working out, what will happen is that they will lose weight, but also will lose lean muscle mass with that. And we have about 30 doctors now giving medications and basically basing all their treatment based on Lumen. So Lumen is gathering the data from hundreds of patients, showing the doctor exactly what's going on, who is engaged with good lifestyle, who is active, who is eating enough protein, who is eating enough in general. And the, what we've seen is that doctors are reporting that people are seeing phenomenal results, getting faster weight loss results, and actually getting the dosage of Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and so forth, medications down, unless instead of increasing those. And basically, it's showing that people are willing to do the work. And it's using the drug instead of the solution. People are becoming the solution. The drug is becoming like a, I would say, a tunnel for self-efficacy that allows people to take control and feel that they can do it, which I think is marvelous. I admire this drug. I just think that eventually people will need to step up and use that leverage, not to become dependent on those drugs for life, but actually to take control and also support that weight loss with good habits in parallel.
Definitely. Like you said, it has its pros and cons. And one of the cons is that muscle loss. And once you lose that muscle, you can't gain it back, right?
Right. Well, you can, but it's really hard. I think it's really hard, and it, you know, it will create that dependency and the drug over time. And instead of diabetes, which is the danger, the next danger of that generation that will create dependency in GLP-1 medication for life, is sarcopenia, is the muscle mass reduction when you age. And we'll see different phenomena that are not actually tied to diabetes and hypertension and obesity, but we'll see muscle breaks at relatively early aging elderly. So yeah, I think it's super important to work on your body and on your health in while allowing the drug to do the work as well.
Certainly. And so before I let you go, what's next for you?
We have so much work to do. It's, you know, for us, the hard thing about what we do is we need to teach people about metabolism, because this metric was so in the dark to some extent because of the tedious process, because of the, you know, it was used mainly in very specific clinics and in research, but was never in the hands of consumers. So for us, we're just starting to scale this this company and to grow it, and to gradually find those areas of business and of consumer applications that we can be extremely helpful. And we will support that with more data points. We will support that with more devices, or we'll support that with more consumer app journeys, probably all of the above. And yes, it's a fascinating journey. I can't really tell you what's next. There is a lot going on, but I can tell you that we are going to double down on metabolism while looking at other sensors in the breath and in other applications in lifestyle around sleep, nutrition, movement, and stress, which we want people to master and control.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot to look forward to, and we will certainly be tracking your progress. Thank you so much for opening up my eyes to metabolic health and explaining all the applications of Lumen. Daniel Talmore, thank you so much for joining me here on the NutriCast.
Thank you, Danielle. I enjoyed it a lot.
If you like what you just heard, you could subscribe to the NutriCast wherever you get your podcast. You can also head to NutraIngredients-USA.com for even more Nutra-related content. Thank you for listening. I'm Danielle Masterson. As always, I'll catch you here on the NutriCast next week.